Hi guys, your girl T
with the queen. Welcome back to another episode, and today it's just T and I, you know, throwing it back to the old days.
Hello, throw it back. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's nice to come back.
Just like an intimate little podcast. Yeah, we're sharing it to like everyone.
Yeah, you know, it's back to the OG. Literally. Where it started. Back to the roots.
I can't believe we didn't even like celebrate 2 year anniversary in April.
I know.
I was looking at the pictures and I'm like, oh wow.
I know.
It's been 2 years. Yeah. So on today's episode, talking about end of eras, you know, like just moving on, like letting things go, growing up, adulting, just craziness. When I even like talk about it, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm actually getting older.
We're 21.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Don't remind me. That is.
It just goes downhill from now.
Basically. And I think I was telling you before, like, until you reach 21, it's like a free trial.
Yeah.
We've come to the end of our free trial of childhood.
Yeah.
Childhood was like, free trial. You know, you can still get sponsored things. People can still, like, buy you things. They still see you as, like, so innocent and, like.
Like a little egg in a shell. Like,
so they need to protect you.
You know.
But now it's like.
You're on your own, buddy.
Subscription is like a lifetime subscription. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. How do you feel like entering this phase of adulthood?
I feel like time is moving fast, mate.
If you do something and you go to jail, you're going to adult prison in every country now.
In every country.
In like, every country. So.
It feels emotional. It feels weird. Like, it really actually does. Feels weird. I feel like time is moving fast. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just feels weird. Like, you know, it feels odd. Like, I feel like I miss the times when I was just this little kid.
Yeah.
He was like, didn't have to worry about any little thing.
Yeah.
Everything was covered for mum and dad. And now that I'm like starting to have to make life decisions, I'm like, oh. And oh like, goodness. Have to start making them on my own. Like, you know how before it's kind of like what you do, what your parents say.
Exactly.
But now I'm kind of like, when I'm asking advice from my parents, like, what do you want to do? I'm like, what do you mean what I want to do? You used to help me with these decisions. Now, what, me?
Yeah.
Me?
Nah.
I'm just a girl.
I can't.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to play the card that I'm just a child, but I'm not a child
You're
anymore.
Not a child. You cannot play that card anymore.
No.
Things are getting serious. And I think just like after my last birthday, that just went past.
Like a week ago, mate.
Why can you not let me have like an element of like mystery, huh? Why do you have to just expose me at every chance?
She's a baby.
Anyway. After my birthday, I had some, you know, reflections. You know when you just like think about your life and just like reflect like, wow, I'm getting older. I need to like start making like future plans. I can't just be living for today and tomorrow. Like, I think I was talking with someone and they're like, oh, we got to start thinking about like generational wealth. I'm like, this stuff is crazy. You know, even like finishing uni.
I know.
That is.
We're coming to the end. Like,
literally.
That is, wow. Like, for me, I'm like, by God's grace, if I pass this semester,
that's
one
it.
More to go.
That's
and I'm
it.
Like, I feel like yesterday's when I started.
Literally.
I remember, you know, getting so nervous.
Burn.
You know, packing my bags, going to class. And now I'm like, okay, so this
you don't show
is
up
ending.
To classes anymore.
Yeah. I only go to the ones that I want. Might just sleep in today.
So you just see the downhill progression.
Yeah, anyway. You know, the first year I was like, you know, every class,
yeah.
Handing every assignment, doing like going, you know, head over heel over everything, you know, trying so much effort. Now I'm in my final year. I'm like, yeah, P's get degrees, yeah.
I feel like that is everyone's like mentality in their last year of uni. Honestly, I even hear like the lecturers say that, like, guys, please get degrees.
Yeah.
Just leave.
Like, yeah. You know, doing the bare minimum. Yeah. Like, there's some things I'm like, how do I pass this?
Literally. So many times I'm like, God, if it was not for you.
Yeah, I'm like, but I did fail an assignment this semester and that humbled me. Ooh. Like, that humbled me. It's been a long time since I failed an assignment. That
How did you like get back
me.
From that, honestly?
Mate, I cried. And then I look back, I'm like, why was I crying? I did not put much effort in the time.
If it ain't the consequences of my own actions.
Basically. And I was like, I actually failed by 48%. So I was like, mate, you could have just rounded it up. I was 48%.
Okay.
That was the result I got. And I was like, you could have just rounded it up. Are you kidding me? Then I had to like make sure with my next assignment, I was actually kind of stressed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I need to pull up my socks because I hate this unit. So come on. By God's grace, we thank him that I passed that assignment.
Well,
so I passed the unit, not by much, but a pass is a pass.
A win is a win.
I don't have to see that again.
Exactly. Honestly. Oh. Have you ever like looked back at your like university transcripts or like?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Have you ever just like done that?
I have done that and I'm not doing that again. Not after this semester.
I just like to like look back and be like, oh, wow, I was getting 80s.
Back then, no.
That's amazing. What happened?
No. I feel like this transcript. And I forget that they're gonna need it when I get a job.
Yeah.
They're gonna look at it like,
be like, so she barely just got.
She scraped through.
Are we trusting her with patients' lives? Like, no, I'm just joking.
I'm at the point where I'm like, the only class I as important as my practical. Everything else, I'm like theory, practical.
Yeah. Now I was like that, like with the pharm's degree, there are lots of like laws and stuff and they always test us on laws. I'm like, you know, I don't know the laws. I didn't know it in year one and I sure as hell do not know it now in year four. So anyway, so that was a bit interesting.
And I feel like just because of all the assignments now, like more pressure and weeks, I don't know about you, but this semester I feel like went by so fast.
Yeah.
It was so hard for me to keep up. Like once you're behind, you're behind.
you're gone.
There's no catching up after that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, bro, that was so hard. Like, that was so hard. Like this like semester just was moving. It was moving. And so many assignments like in together. Like people would say to me, oh, second year of nursing is so hard. I've actually thought like yes, second year nursing was hard. Like I felt like I got hit by a brick. But I thought this semester it was hard, but like not theory hard, but it was workload hard. Do you get what I mean? Like it was just moving so fast and like the amount of times you had assignments close together each time, like it was hard for me to just keep up. Yeah. Like I felt like I was just barely sleeping just because there was just assignments after this.
There was no sleep.
There's another assignment. So. And I think I was doing units that I didn't really like anyway. So that kind of was like, ugh.
Yeah. Honestly, I would say it's different for me. Fourth year, I'm chilling. When I say chilling, I'm not chilling, but like I'm not chilling. I'm still doing work, guys. But once you get past third year, fourth year is like, you just realize that God loves you in fourth year. Things do get better in fourth year. Honestly, just get through third year and you'll be fine. Because it's like, we only do 3 units per semester. And one is like a placement. And one
not
is
four.
No. Rah. One is a placement unit. So once we finish that, that one's like done.
Yeah, you pass
so
that.
Basically like 2 units per semester. And now I understand
that's chilling. Now
I understand why people do part-time. Because having 2 units and going into uni like twice in a week.
That is so nice. Yeah. And you got time to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so happy.
But are you scared to, like, move on and not be at uni?
Yes.
I'm so scared because I feel like all my life we've been studying. Yeah. We've been going to school. We've been having that different, like, routine.
And people understand, like, once you tell them, oh, I'm in uni, I'm studying. So they're like, oh, okay, fine. Like, even, like, with work and stuff, they're like, oh, yeah, we understand.
Yeah.
But no, it's, like, full-time work.
I'm so scared.
No one's understanding nothing. Like, get your life together, basically.
I'm so scared. Cause I like the different routine. So now I'm like, oh, now, like, next year, I'll be a full-time nurse. So I'm just going to go to work. That's it?
That's it.
If I don't go out my way to join hobbies... Like, or do
plan
stuff.
Holidays, like planning holidays, you need to get time off and blah blah blah.
Like
what is our life?
Like, you know, at the end of the year, how we got 4 months off?
Yeah.
That's never gonna happen again.
Literally.
I need to enjoy my break this time. Oh, when goodness. Am I gonna get 4 months off again? You know?
Like when you say it like that, that's actually crazy.
That's crazy.
You know, I never
I'm gonna wait for my 7-year block, you know?
Long service leave.
That's the next time.
Yeah. Oh no, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Like, you know when people used to say, I like studying? I mean, I've never said that in my life. I did not agree with that school of thought. I hate studying. But I'm just going to miss the uni environment, to be honest. Just going to the library, studying in air quotes with friends.
Are you studying?
Studying with friends, going to tutorials. And just, I'm someone who likes routine. I like to know what every day is going to be like. And just thinking like every day is going to be the same for, I don't know, however long.
I'm going to be walking the same ward.
That's crazy.
I'm going to park my car, get in, lunchbox, do my shift, come back home. Like I'm like, rah, I need to really like
we've actually entered the rat race, basically.
Yeah. And knowing that I'm gonna be doing this until I retire. So if I don't set myself up now, I'll be 60 on the nah. That's crazy for me. Yeah. Like, rah. Yeah, I'm scared. Like I've liked the whole going, you know, mixing it up, like, okay, I'll go to uni and then another day I'll go to work and then I'll catch up with friends. Now it's gonna be like, I'm gonna work again.
And again.
And again,
tomorrow is the same day.
And I booked off work today. Nice. Make plans. You know, booking off to go on holiday.
Literally.
And I realize if you don't book off, it's going to go a whole year past and you've just been at work. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
And then when they get like so angsty when you're trying to book off like the holiday periods and they're like, that's a blackout period.
You're like, what? What do you mean? No, like crazy. Sick leave, I'm excited for. Gonna call for, do a few sickies.
Don't say that. This is incriminating evidence. She'll only call sick leaves when she's actually sick.
Yes, okay, of course. Guys. I'll do it properly. Of course. Of course. I'm a good girl. Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It is.
I was like, the other day, I was saying to my mom, I was like, oh, I'm thinking of like not working full time. She looked at me and go, huh? And so she's like, so when are you going to go full time? And I was like, you know, like full time work, mom. I'm like, come on. That's crazy. And I was like, oh, like, you know, maybe like six shifts a fortnight. And she was like, ah.
Six shifts. She's planning to do the bare minimum.
Yeah,
guys.
You know, get enough to pay the bills.
No. I cannot be living paycheck to paycheck. What are you going to miss the most?
At uni? Mm. I feel like I'm going to miss socializing with people. I've really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to miss the workload. Learning something, but like learning something that you're interested in. Mm-hmm. I just don't like doing the assignments or the exams. But just learning for fun, I miss that. And yeah, like I feel like having the routine of you can study when you want to study.
Yeah.
Like you're not forced.
Like it's
back
a
in
choice.
School.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss that. And I think as well, like because I've actually like loved my uni experience, it's kind of like making me like be tempted to go to uni and study again. But then I think about the assignment workload and actually putting the effort on.
And like I honestly, kudos to people, kudos to mothers or parents who like have a full-time work and are studying at uni with kids.
I know, right? I can't imagine doing it.
I can barely do it as a single person with no responsibility.
I know. Sometimes I'm like,
yeah,
you're a mother, you've got kids,
yeah,
and you're working. Mm-hmm. Like I'm struggling with my own free time. Sometimes I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Exactly. Like, am I not time managing properly? Because I'm like, I don't find the time. So are we living the same 24-hour clock?
I don't know.
Because
I don't know.
I'm by myself and I'm struggling to hand in my assignments in time. Like, and I'm by myself.
I know. Like, it's actually crazy. I don't know.
Where are you finding time? And I'm like, barely sleeping. So
exactly.
Like, how are you living?
It's really crazy.
You know? So I'm like, wow, good on you. But I kind of feel like at the point of like someone asked you the other day, like, why do you want to go back and study like straight after? I looked at it and I said, nah, I'm enjoying my money that I worked for.
Like my parents, they're like, ah, oh, so you go back and study, right? And I'm like, let me finish this degree first.
I'm like,
let me finish first and we can talk after.
Me, I'm like, nah, man.
I think I just need a break.
I want a break, but I know myself sometimes if I go take a too long break, I ain't returning back.
But I feel like yeah, have a break. But then some of the people that I work with, because they're a bit older, you know, and they're like, oh, they want to study something else, but because of their commitments, like the kids and the family and work and stuff, they feel like they should have done it earlier in their life. Like if they wanted to like go on to study something else, they should have done it earlier. So for me, I'm thinking if I was to continue or further my studies, I would do it pretty soon after.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to wait like 10 years and then go back.
That's true. So I feel like I would want to enjoy my 2-year break.
Do you think you've made the most of this last era that you've been in, like the studying era? Do you think you have?
I think I've made the most.
Okay.
I feel like if people say regrets? To me, no regrets. I feel like I've enjoyed my uni experience.
Yeah.
I'm still in it, but I'm enjoying it. But last 2 years, I've really enjoyed it. Yeah. I feel like I've done the things. Like I feel like if people say, what did you do in your like practicals or nursing and stuff, like I feel like I've tried so many different areas and I've kind of gotten outside my comfort zone as well. I'm telling you, if you asked me my first ever hospital placement that I did, I had a breakdown before I even stepped into the hospital. Like I was like, oh, if I don't like it, I'm already halfway this degree, like I'm not gonna drop out now. Like I'm someone who I don't like giving up, and I was crying oh and goodness. I was crying. Like my facilitator took me off the ward, bought me a hot chocolate. I drank my hot chocolate. I'm crying. And then she says, are you ready to go back on the ward? This was my first day. And then at the end of it, I was laughing. She was like, all that crying for what, huh? And I was like, yeah. So Yeah. I feel like I've really enjoyed it. What about you?
Yeah, I think I have enjoyed this era. You know, I can look back and be like, oh yeah. You know when people say like, oh, back in my uni days, like I will remember my uni days as something positive. It was a good experience for sure. I have learned a lot, met a lot of people, just like a lot of connections as well. You realize just how small the world is.
Yeah.
And just how like the power of networking, like yeah. you know someone who knows someone who knows someone, yeah. opportunities.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't really think I was going to be friends with someone's mom, and I am. Mm. Like, that's crazy. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the age ranges that you have with the people in your class and stuff, and that's been, like, so interesting. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some of the friends I've met, some of them, like, could see them as, like, older sister. Yeah, I just feel like I've been really looked after.
So now that we've officially entered the adulting space, what do you think are your fears, like, moving on in the next 5-10 years? Like, what are you looking forward to and what are you afraid of?
I think, like, the choices that I'm going to make. Like, I am so scared. I think yeah. I'm scared to the point where, like, these are choices I'm actually going to have to make on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm not sure, I have to go out my way to actually go ask and to say, oh, what, like, ask for people's advice and everything like that. But at the end of the day, it's me. Mm-hmm. Before, my parents used to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's me.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I'm really scared of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of making the wrong choice, but I think I'm learning to, it's okay to fail. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna fail multiple times, I'm gonna make mistakes multiple times. I need to learn from it. And I think that's one thing of, like, I'm nervous to make a mistake in my career, but I'm just hoping by God's grace it won't be a really bad one. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, because everyone talks about, oh, they've done a mistake in nursing, but I'm really hoping it's not gonna cost me my registration. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that part I'm really nervous about. And I'm nervous about, like, just entering the workforce. Mm-hmm. Like, knowing that, like, if I'm not sure, I'm going to have to be the one who's going to ask for help. Like, I just feel like being the newbie, like,
ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, I completely understand what you mean.
And you're going to be a newbie. You're going to be the baby for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, you know, like, at work at the moment, you'd be the baby probably, like, for, like, 3-4 months and someone else would come. Like, you'd be the baby for a long time. Like, me saying I'm a nurse, people are going to be like, well, how long? Oh, so you're a baby.
Lol. I feel like it's different in pharmacy. Like,
really?
After your internship, you're in charge. Like, usually, like, now when I'm working and I'm not sure, I'll be like, okay, let me go ask the pharmacist for you. That's going to be me. That's going to be me. I was talking about this with, like, my pharmacy friends the other day. And we're like, yeah, we're going to need to know answers, you know, like,
you know?
When people come to us and be like, let me go ask the pharmacist. We are going to be the pharmacist, you know, they don't care if you just left or you didn't just leave. No. Like, that responsibility is, they want answers. They want answers now.
I know. Like, I'm so used to going, yeah, I'll go ask my nurse.
Yeah.
I'll go ask my nurse. And I'm just walking, just going, that's not my problem.
Exactly.
That's not my problem, you know? And next time I'm going to be like, oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm the less.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, you know, let me go find the answer for you.
Literally. And we're joking about it. And we're like, yeah, we're just going to call each other. Like, what are you going to do in this situation? Hypothetically. So say a woman comes in and she's asking for this. What are you going to do?
I think as well, for so long on placement, you know, you've been like, when you're not sure, you'll just ask your buddy nurse kind of thing. But now I'm like, wow, like, I can't be doing that anymore.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going
to,
like,
you need to know the information for yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, you know, if I don't know, I'm going to have to actually go to my work colleague and go, so.
Funny.
I was thinking of this. Am I correct? Like, I have to do the critical thinking.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, what scares me.
Yeah.
Because I've been so used to just going to my little buddy nurse and going, hi, I don't know. Like,
what do you think?
What do you think? You know, like, that's one thing I'm nervous about.
Mm-hmm. Are you, like, nervous in the sense of future relationships, like getting married, settling down, like things like that?
I feel like I'm nervous for that.
Mm.
Entering those new chapters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting married, future relationships, friendships even too. Yeah. Like, some of them who are going to stay, who will leave and stuff. Yeah, like, I'm nervous, like, nervous to me making, like, big decisions with my money. Like, you know, like, what are going to be some priorities I want to do, what things I'm going to save, or where do I want to see myself, investments, all that stuff. Like, making those big steps. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous about that.
Like, nobody really gives you, like, a handbook. Like, once everything is done, it's kind of like, okay, well,
you do what you want to do. Basically. And I think that's crazy. Like,
into the world you go.
Yeah, like, if you want to do that, then, or you find information going, oh, I actually want to do this with what, my money and stuff.
Yeah.
You go out that way and you seek that information.
Exactly. Like, no one's telling you unless you want to know, kind of thing.
Yeah. I want to discover myself more, though.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I've kind of told myself I want to go outside my comfort zone and do a lot of things outside my comfort zone. So,
things like what?
I really want to go, like, solo traveling, like, somewhere else for, like, a period. and see how I cope. And I really want to go on a missionary trip. Ooh, I've been wanting to do that for a while.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I've been wanting to do a missionary trip.
Be cool.
Yeah, hoping with friends, but it depends who's going to lead the group chat. But spicy. Yeah, so yeah, that's something I really want to do. Like, I really want to do like a missionary trip, go on a solo trip and stay there for a while.
I actually wanted to do a solo trip this year. I was like, you know what? You know, I'm entering my adulthood. I need to learn how to like just enjoy my own time, like enjoy my own company. You know? Like just be at peace with myself and experience new things by myself. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I have friends at home. Don't worry. Like, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I might still do it. We'll see.
So
yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing.
You know what else I'm kind of like thinking about? You grew up with like your siblings and your family, and it's like in a house, like, yeah, you have your siblings next door, blah, blah, blah. And you just so used to, I mean, for me, like, we've grown up like together and like doing everything together. They're always there, as annoying as that is. But like growing up and thinking like, I'm actually going to move out. Like,
I know.
I'm actually going to leave my parents' house. Like,
I'm excited.
I'm not going to see my brothers or like my sisters like every single day like I do now. Is that gonna affect our relationship? Like, just thinking about like family relationships and things like that. Like, I don't know, I'm the kind of person, let me not lie, me, out of sight is out of mind, and that is really bad. And I know, yeah, it just makes me scared. Like, I see my parents every day and that's fine, but if I move out, will I still be like contacting them every day? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of excited to, I feel like
to
I'm
move out.
To move out, I feel like I'm in that like era in my life. I'm like, I've done my bit at home. You've like, I'm ready to skedaddle.
Low.
I feel like now that I'm staying at home, I feel like I'm getting a bit more snappier. Like, I feel like, because my parents, obviously, I'm their child, like, they're not letting me, I don't want to say they're suffocating me, but like, I'm not growing as much as I would like to grow. Do you get what I mean? I feel like I'm in that era that I really want to discover myself more, discover things like that I want to do and stuff. And I feel like at the moment, it's kind of like, this is our ground rules. Don't play around. Like, you know, like, I don't know. I'm just kind of wanting to see, I want to see how I would like organize my own space, how I like to, for example, set up my room, or how I do my routine and stuff like that. Because obviously a lot of things have been placed in my life because of my mom, and this is her routine and stuff like that. So I kind of just want to enjoy, and I want to see how I will survive in my own company. Like, I'm a very social butterfly, and I've always come from a very noisy like house environment.
Yeah,
I'm actually really excited to see like how I would go, because I've really enjoyed like going away for placement, or going away, like when I went on holiday with my friend earlier the year, like I loved all that stuff. So I was kind of like, oh, this is like a taste of it a little bit. And then like you come back to life and you're like, oh, I'm barely at home because I'm just so busy anyways. It's kind of, and then I feel bad because when I do come home, everyone's like, we want to spend time with you. But I'm like, I'm just exhausted. I just want to be in my room.
I just want to sleep.
I want to sleep. So yeah, I feel like I'm excited. And I think as I'm growing as well, like my relationship with my parents, I'm growing with them. But I feel like as well, like some people have said, like once they moved up, they've been like closer. And I feel like I'm coming to the point where I'm like, I'm excited for my relationship with my parents to grow even more. But I feel like me being at home, and now we're bumping heads and everything like that and stuff. And like even telling my like parents like about these life choices that I have to make, they keep saying like, I'm like, oh, so what do you think? What do you want? I'm like, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Yeah. You know, like, and I keep getting that. What do you want? What do you want? And I think that question just keeps asking, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like for a long time, you guys used to decide for me. Now you're asking me, what do I want?
Exactly.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
I think it's like just that transition. I feel like the hardest period is going to be that transition period. Like going from having someone tell you what to do like every day of your life to you're making your own decisions for your life. I think that's going to be a bit of a jump.
But one thing I've come to terms with, though, I feel like is, which I love, is make decisions because of you. And I feel like I'm starting to now go, I'm starting to like make decisions because of myself. Regardless if I'm going to disappoint my mom, my dad, or I know what they would want in that situation, but I'm like, this is for me now. And I'm coming to terms with that. And I'm actually like really happy that I'm actually willing to start doing it. Like I'm starting to do it. Because I feel like so many times you go, oh, my dad wouldn't like this or anything like that. And I'm like, nah.
This is
my own life. Let me be true to myself. And I'm trying to be like, be me as an individual. Because it's so easy, because sometimes your parents will put the pressure. They live through you. That's the same. So
I think definitely ending the last era is learning my boundaries and learning how to say no to things. I think that's something I've definitely developed recently over the years. And like you said, like living for me, like making decisions for me. Like I know what my parents would want, but what do I want? And just like asking myself, like, am I comfortable with this decision, this action that I'm taking right now? Like, is that what I want to do? Like, is that, do I feel peace with that action with that decision? And am I making that decision because of someone else, or am I making it because of myself?
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm starting to choose me. Ah, me, my era now is
yeah,
myself.
Like, myself, and like looking after myself mentally, like, yeah, and focusing on myself. I'm like, I'm like now entering this new like era. Like I said, I want to be selfish, but in a good, healthy way. And like going, no, this is for myself, kind of thing like that. And like, yeah, I want to look back and go, you know what? I'm proud and I'm happy. By God's grace, all this has happened. So, yeah.
So what are the things that you did before that going forward, you don't think you're going to do anymore?
As people's pleaser. That's,
yeah,
I'm getting used to like say no to that. I feel like I used to like follow trends, like follow like fashion trends or whatever social media trends were, like trying to be what's in the crowd, what's happening and everything like that. And I used to like watch certain things because everyone's watching it, or like just try to fit in so much that I feel like now I'm just doing things because I want to.
Yeah.
It's okay if you're not into that. Not everyone has to be into that.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's one thing I feel like I've changed overall. I feel like I finally discovered like the fashion that I like. Like a lot of things was like because it was a trend again. Yeah. I feel like I'm starting to like what I like. I feel like I'm starting to be happy within myself. Like, obviously, I've been like time periods and I haven't and everything like that. But I feel like now I'm starting to be happy within myself. Yeah, like try not to envy other people.
Yeah.
I feel like content with like what I have and everything like that.
I think a lot of the things that you mentioned, yeah, I do agree. I think now I'm moving into my modest era.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Like I think end of last year, beginning of this year, you know, I purposed in my heart and I said to myself, I'm like, you know what? Not every day, low cut, low back, high slit. Like it's okay. Like rest. Rest. You don't always have to have your kidney out to the wind. Like rest, relax. And you know what? Like it was a hard thing for me to sit down and be like, why are you like, who are you trying to impress with the way you dress kind of thing? And I just kind of like came to that realization, and it's been like a conscious effort. Like I've been intentional in like dressing, you know, you can still cover up and still be like beautiful. Honestly, enjoying my classy era. Like if you see me at church every week, bro, I'd be serving looks.
I'm looking gorgeous.
Gorgeous, gorgeous princess. That's
gorgeous
how,
that's girl.
How I'm looking like a snack. And I also like just thought to myself, like I say I want a godly man, but with the way I was portraying myself before, like would a godly man be attracted to me, you know? So I've kind of, you know, thought about these things, you know, and I've made the changes when necessary.
That's but good.
I think it's been good. So like letting go, I actually had to do like a wardrobe clean out. I'm like, this has to go.
Oh wow.
Mini skirts has to go.
Oh wow.
Bum shorts have to go.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
I think one thing I've let go of was like, I like the party scene. And I feel like that is something that for me, like I had to, we were learning about something. I remember it was like a seminar and it was like, what is something that is stopping you growing closer to God? Like, and I was like, thinking and I was praying about it. And then like, God like revealed for me, like, and I felt like I just wasn't like into it anymore. Like a lot of the festivals, like I loved all that stuff. And I was kind of like, yeah, like, yes, I have a relationship with God, but I could tell that I'm not getting as close. And I was like, my priorities were any festival, bang, money, boom, ticket, boom, outfit, boom, makeup look, boom, hair, boom. Like, you know, I was really like into that thing. And then now, like, looking, I'm like, yeah, like, that's just got to go. And I started not enjoying it as much. I'm like, what was the point? I've just wasted like $200 type thing like that. And like, yeah, like, my mom used to make a joke. She was like, I see you like how I was in my young days, like, you know, enjoying your life and stuff. But then for me, I'm kind of like, now I'm in the phase, I'm like, I actually want to create meaningful relationships. Like if it go out for dinner with the girls or create memories or go picnics or like trips or memories, like I really want to go do things that are going to benefit me. I'm going to grow, but like wholesome type thing like that. So that's one thing I've like really let go of. And I feel like better. Like I just feel like I'm not missing out. Like before I used to feel like I'm going to get FOMO, but now I'm like,
yeah,
I've done my bit. Like that's got to go. And I feel like I'm very content like with the whole, like I really want to invest in friendships. Like life is too short and like some people disappear.
Yeah.
Like I really want to invest in the relationships and the friendships that I have. And if that's dinners, lunches, all that stuff, and building one-on-one, like I'm such a quality time person. That's my love language. So that's something I mean, I'm like, nah, this is what I'm gonna take in. And like, you know, going camping and all that stuff. And yeah, like I really, that's something that I'm like, I'm enjoying.
No, I like that. I like that. That's really nice.
And I feel like as well being like comfortable within my skin, because for a long time, like all my friends used to make a joke, if you're going to go to an event, T's face is always B. And like, and I felt that is so right. Like everyone who knows me, T's face, like, you know, she's going to have a beat. Her makeup's going to be done. Like, you know what I mean? But then now I'm kind of like in the like period where I'm like, I've been able to go to events now without having it. And I feel like I'm like embracing myself, like naturally myself. So that's really nice. Because you saw me 2 years ago, every single event, I'm telling you, I'll be doing makeup in the car, bro.
Dang.
I'm an expert at makeup in the car. Like, I would wake up 2 hours before. You're telling me we're leaving at six? I'm up at four, bro.
Dang.
I'm telling you, I don't play with that.
But you don't come to Zab school.
I'll be coming to Zab school with my face beat. So I feel like, yeah, in the areas I'm kind of like, not. Like, yeah, like I feel like I was really, I don't know what's the word, but I was really like, I invested so much time in my looks, which is like, I'm not, I feel like it came to the point like it was becoming like something that I like idolized. Mm-hmm. Like it was, they were like, my look, my dress. Like I was there like, look at me. Like, I know I'm so pretty. Like, I know I'm so pretty. Like, I am that girl. Like, you know, but now I'm kind of like, you know, in the stage where I'm going, it's okay, you look gorgeous naturally. Mm-hmm. So you can still put the effort and be wanting to be elegant, but it's okay. And I think that's one thing I'm like getting to, and like just loving, like you said, like my natural self. And I was investing like so much money in makeup and stuff, but like, yeah, like loving my natural self and still say taking self-care and stuff. But I've kind of like loved, like, you, it was before, I'm telling you, leaving the house I would have makeup on. But now I can like go see friends or go see family events, and I'll be wearing my like no makeup and my glasses. Like, I would wear my contacts all the time.
Wow.
And now I'm like, you know, I can do the both, and it's nice. Like, I can actually like, if I don't have time or just don't feel like, I can just walk out and be like, oh. I remember one time I went out with friends and went to a birthday party, and my friend was like, oh, you didn't put makeup today. I'm shocked. And I was like, yeah, I just didn't feel like it. I'm pretty happy how I look. And she was like, oh, that's not like you. And I'm like, girl, wow. I'm like, that's crazy.
If you want to call me ugly, say it to my face.
Like, you don't feel like I did enough?
Like, all right.
All right. Yeah. But yeah,
that's, I think it's quite the opposite. Like, for the longest time, like, I could not do makeup to save my life. Like, to save my life. But I think like coming into like this feminine era as well, like I'm learning how to do makeup, learning how to like do hair, learning how to like just take care of myself, you know. I saw a makeup artist who used to like always, like we used to book all the time, like to do our makeup for events and stuff. And I saw it the other day and she's like, you don't have events anymore, like. And I'm like, yeah, no events at the moment. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, we just like laughed about it. So just like investing in myself and like learning new skills, and like, you know what, I actually like doing makeup.
Yeah,
like very like minimal, subtle,
like
no makeup. Yeah, things like that,
you know. I like looking after myself,
right? Yeah.
And like you said, like I do agree, like I've been wearing like longer, like long skirts and stuff, and I never really thought I'd be someone who's wearing long skirts. Yeah. Like, and I've actually been liking literally. It, like, you know, like long skirts. Like, I bought a few, and I was like, oh, like this is it, like in my class. And I'm like, oh, I feel a bit great.
Right? Like, you feel so good. Like, there's just a different like confidence.
You know, growing up as a child, like your mom would be like, wear something modest, and you're like,
yeah, like. I need to show as much skin.
My skin.
I need to be free.
Yeah, you know, every time mum will buy me a church dress, I'm like, oh, like, you know. But now I'm like, you know what?
I love that.
Honesty is not a bad thing.
Honestly, yeah. And not, it's just like thing. not even like only physically, like in fashion and stuff, like, but just like your thoughts and your actions and the way you like carry yourself and the way you like speak to other people. And something I have also like learned, like moving on into this new era, is actually taking my relationship with God like seriously. I love God, and I have loved God for a long time, but actually being intentional, listening when he like says stuff, because me, I'm stubborn. Like, I cannot express to you how stubborn I am. But honestly, at the beginning of this year, I had something happen that was like, I've never heard God's voice like so clearer. And I'm like, oh, oh. And it's not even like something, like God had been telling me this for a long time, but I refused to listen. Like, I was like, no, like maybe I'm not hearing it properly. I'm a see for myself kind of thing. Until this year, you know, I was just like, I was so not at peace. Like, I can't even explain to you, but actually being intentional and being like, you know what, I'm going to stop fighting this. Like, you know what, like I'm going to listen. And when I finally like submitted what I wanted and what I'd been fighting like this entire time, and I let it go, and I let it go into God's hands, like I cannot express to you the peace that I felt. Like it just felt like, ooh, like I just let a deep breath out.
Yeah.
And I just felt like relief. Oh, I can't even put into words. Like, oh, it was just a crazy experience. So like being intentional and like actually listening when God speaks and just finding out how God speaks to me. And yeah, just having that relationship with God, I think is something I've definitely have built upon. And like moving into this next era, like it's really important for me to continue like building that relationship with God and getting closer to him. Yeah,
that's good. I feel like as well, being open-minded. Mm. I was someone who was like, I could tell you the whole plan of my life from start to end.
Mm.
But now I'm like, when opportunities come, I'm like, oh, wow, this is a God opportunity. Mm-hmm. Or maybe God's telling me something, or being open-minded. And I've come to the point where I'm like, you know what? Like, I might want something, but if it doesn't go my way, it's okay. Like, God has something in store. I feel like now I'm kind of like, when I don't get the answers that I want, better than I was before. I used to get so defensive and like super angry. But now I'm kind of to the point I'm like, I guess that's not it. Like, you know, kind of thing like that. I feel like, I'm embracing to change or being open to different things and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's something that I'm growing into.
This has been like such a wholesome conversation, you know, just chatting. I miss just chatting with you. Like,
me too.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. You know, I am.
Get out. This girl.
See, she is the biggest fan of me.
Let me show you our messages. You tell me who
don't
the
expose who's me the biggest. Don't expose me. Watch yourself.
Yeah. No, but that's good. Like, and just to like kind of round it off, like, where do you see yourself in a year from now?
Where do I see myself?
Mm-hmm.
By God's grace, I'll be a nurse.
Mm.
So probably he opens that door, be working. I want to be traveling. I want to travel a little bit. I want to continue investing in friendship and family. I want to be happy.
Yeah.
And like have a stronger relationship with God. But I actually want to be like happy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, content, happy. Yeah. I want that joy, you know, like, and have the fruits of the spirit. I really want that.
Yeah. No, I agree. 1 year from now, I see myself walking in my purpose, like actually just like being the woman God has called me to be. I feel like I'm slowly tapping into that, walking in my purpose, being a pharmacist. I haven't studied this long to not use my degree, you know. But yeah, doing that, and like you said, like building on the relationships that I have established. Like I've created some amazing friendships like this year, and like getting to know people deeper this year has been like a blessing. And it's like to the point where it's not even like a friendship, it's like a sisterhood now. And yeah, I think just like building upon relationships and friendships and working and being at peace and just like walking according to my purpose, basically.
Nice. Yeah.
Anyway, this has been the end of our era. That doesn't mean we're breaking up.
Yeah. And I feel like it's nice to see where this podcast has gone. Yeah. Like, that's been really interesting. Mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed that element.
Yeah.
And like how much, we've been growing and seeing where it goes and all the plans that we have. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. If I was a little girl, I would never would have thought I'd be a podcast girl. Literally. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, you know, like discovering a whole different new hobby.
And like doing it with like a friend, like, has been really good. You know, just like a hangout session. Just chatting nonsense.
Like a little hidden hobby that I have. So that's something that I really...
Now, this has been nice. Thank you for sharing. And we want to know, like, what are you leaving at the end of the last era you were in? And what are you looking forward to going forward into this new era? Let us know. Find us on our Instagram at
TeaWithTheQueen_podcast.
She sounds so unsure. This girl is not serious. But yes, and also like find more episodes. If you've missed anything, you'll find us on Spotify
and TikTok.
Yeah.
Bye.